Welcome to my audio journal. It's me, Bree. And I'm just hanging out. And hang on, let me just play something. It's April 24th, 2024, and it's 6:13 p.m., and, yeah, I'm just hanging out. And I played that song to open my audio journal because I was reminded of it yesterday. Because, well, yesterday I didn't do an audio journal. I didn't really feel like it. I didn't really do anything anyway, but I didn't really have anything to talk about or I just didn't feel like doing an audio journal. I didn't have anything to talk about, and nothing really went on yesterday. I just hung around with the cats and watched Hulu, and yeah, basically what I usually do. But yesterday, I was trying to come up with like ideas for future episodes of my audio journal, stuff to talk about, or like themes for certain episodes. And I came up with the idea to do a audio journal about songs from my childhood. Like either memorable songs from my childhood or songs that I grew up listening to. And so I was reminded of that song because for some reason, and I'm not sure why, I can't remember, But in first grade, the teacher played us that song, Walk Like an Egyptian, and had us do that Egyptian dance. I don't know why. I really don't know why. I can't remember. But that's what reminded me of that song. I was trying to think of songs from my childhood, like what I used to listen to when I was younger, like growing up. And so I first heard that song in first grade. And so I was just downloading songs yesterday that I grew up listening to, and that's one of them. Well, I didn't really grow up listening to it. I just heard it that one time, and I didn't really appreciate it back then, but it is a good song, though. And so, yeah, that's why I played that as my opening song. And by the way, I am using a new microphone. I'm using a Shure MV7X, and I wish I had an SM7B, but this was less than half the cost of an SM7B. But I am using the SM7B windscreen on it because it works better than the default one. And it also makes it look better. It looks better with the SM7B windscreen on it. It makes it almost look like an SM7B. And so I'm still getting used to this MV7X, Shure MV7X. I'm not sure if I like the sound of it better, but I'm just going to keep using it, and I think I'll get used to it eventually. And so, Sydney is in the room, and Starshine is in the other room. I'm not sure what he's doing, but I was cuddling with him earlier for like 2 hours after my dad left. And so my dad came over today. And by the way, I don't know if I want to talk about this now, or, well, I'll just throw out this open-ended question. When did stuffed animals start being called plushies or stuffies? And what's the proper term for them? I don't know, but I did a little bit of research, and I still can't figure out exactly when that switch happened, but I think it's within like the past 15 years. But anyway, my dad was over. He came over at around 9:30 and stayed until like 1 o'clock. And by the way, the cat's birthday was 3 days ago. So the cats are officially 7 years old, Starshine and Sydney. And I didn't order their gifts in time, so they're going to receive their birthday gifts a little bit late. I don't think they'll mind. But we just ordered them today. So we ordered them some cat toys online. We got them some springs and also some catnip toys. They have some catnip toys. They have these moon and star-shaped catnip toys that we got for them like maybe a few months ago. And so we're just going to order more of those. Starshine really likes playing with those. And, I'm just reading from my notes, because I did take some notes about what to talk about. So, yeah, my dad drives a little over an hour each way to see me, and most of it's on Highway 29, which is a road that I really hate driving. I've only driven it once, from Santa Rosa to here, and I hate driving. I don't like driving, and I don't really like going anywhere, but I only go places whenever I have to. So the only time that I drove it, my tires screeched one time, but my dad, his tires screech also, like sometimes when he drives that road, when he's going around turns. Because we've driven it several times. I've been in the car with him when he's driven it, and his tires have screeched, I think every single time, at least once during the trip. And so, yeah, that reminded me of, like, well, I used to read the Santa Rosa subreddit, and I remember reading posts, like, a few months ago about people that were asking about the Lake County region and the Clear Lake region, and they said the commute is just really bad for people that have to commute every day from here to Santa Rosa, or vice versa. So I looked up the post, and yeah, they said it's not short or easy, because it's over an hour away, a little over an hour away, like an hour and 5 minutes away. And they said it's steep and twisty, and the locals treat it like a racetrack. And yeah, I experienced that. Like, I saw people in much worse cars than me zipping by me. And I was going the speed limit, but even that, I didn't like driving it, all those turns and stuff. But people in like someone in like a 30-year-old truck or older was just like zipping by me. And so, yeah, I think my dad is kind of used to the drive now, because he drives here like 2 or 3 days a week to visit me. But I don't know how people do it. I don't know how they drive so fast. I guess they just know. They know the road like the back of their hand, and they know like whenever the turns are coming up. But for someone new to that road, it's not a fun experience. Because it's so windy. And so whenever my dad drives windy roads like that, I get car sick. And so he keeps these Ziploc bags in the glove box, like those gallon Ziploc bags, because I usually get car sick. And I think, well, almost every single time that I've been in the car with him, when we've driven that road, I've gotten car sick. I just get car sick really easily. And so the post also said it's dangerous when it's wet. And they mentioned the increased strain on the car parts from driving that road every day. The tires, brakes, and wheel bearings primarily. And yeah, it says all the turns add lots of lateral stress and friction, wearing the tires and bearings faster. And the hill is pretty steep, so that's increased brake wear. And so yeah, I might, like when he gets older, he might like move me closer to him, closer to Santa Rosa, because I don't think he's going to want to drive that 2 to 3 days a week when he's like a lot older. But for now, he doesn't mind. And so yeah, not much is going on. I'm just hanging out, and it's been colder here. I have the space heater on right now here in my room. And it only reached 65 degrees today, and tomorrow it's only going to be 65, and then 63 on Friday. And my dad and I, we were going to do like some gardening, like planting some plants around the house, because I just moved in here like maybe 6 weeks ago, and or 5 weeks ago, something like that. And so he wants to plant some stuff. like in the back area. I'm only on a quarter acre, but there's like a little spot that he wants to plant some stuff. And so yeah, that's what we're going to do soon. And I'm not sure what. I'm just going to leave that up to him. And so yeah, we just hung out as usual. And this time I cooked for him. Last time he cooked egg sandwiches for us. And that's what I cooked this time when he was over. And we were watching Ren and Stimpy, because I have all of the seasons on DVD, and I forgot how funny that show is. That show is so funny, and I watched it growing up. I have Ren and Stimpy stuffed animals, and so I wrote that down in my notes in my little journal. Because I write down stuff in my journal, and then I talk about it on my audio journal. So, that's why I was wondering. That's what got me wondering. Like, when did stuffed animals become plushies? Because I still use the term stuffed animals. But I think most people now call them plushies or stuffies. I think plushies is more of a popular term now than stuffed animals. But Wikipedia calls them stuffed toys. Because I googled the term stuffed animal or plushie, and I got some results like, why are stuffed animals called plushies now? And when did stuffed animals become plushies? And it says that in Britain and Australia, they refer to them as soft toys or cuddly toys. But growing up, I always called them stuffed animals. And so, yeah, I think it's only... Well, I asked ChatGPT and they said towards the end of the 20th century is when people started calling them plushies. But I think it happened a little later than that. I want to say like 15 years ago is when people made the switch from stuffed animal to plushie. I don't know, so that's what I'm wondering. Because I don't think I heard people refer to them as plushies until like 15 years ago. And that's also when I heard someone refer to them as stuffies. And so I saw a Reddit post where someone asked, is plushie a new word or was it around in the 90s? And then another post asked, when did stuffed animals start being called stuffies? And I'm just going to continue calling them stuffed animals, because that's just what I'm used to calling them. So my favorite stuffed animal growing up was a dog that I named Pokey. And I don't know what happened to Pokey. But anyway, we were watching Ren and Stimpy, and we started from season one. And in some of the episodes, they have the fake commercials for Log. And it's a toy that's basically a log. And so in those commercials, they have a song. And I looked up the lyrics. I found the lyrics online. And so the song, these are the lyrics to the Log commercial song from Ren and Stimpy. What rolls down the stairs, alone or in pairs, and over your neighbor's dog. What's great for a snack and fits on your back, it's log, it's log, it's log. It's log, it's log, it's big, it's heavy, it's wood. It's log, it's log, it's better than bad, it's good. Everyone wants a log, You're going to love it, log. Come on and get your log. Everyone needs a log. Log from Blammo. And I have the song here, so I'll just play it.
What rolls downstairs, a bone or in pairs, rolls over your neighbor's dog. What's great for a snack and fits on your back? It's log, log, log. It's log, log. It's big, it's heavy, it's wood. It's log, log. It's better than bad, it's good. Everyone wants a log. You're gonna love it, log. Come on and get your log. Everyone needs a log.
Log from Blammo.
And by the way, yeah, like I said, I didn't feel like doing an audio journal yesterday. I just didn't know what to talk about. It was just a really boring day. But I did come up with that future episode idea of where I just talk about songs from my childhood. Because this has kind of turned into a music-themed audio journal. And so, I think that's a good episode idea. I asked ChatGPT for some ideas for future episodes, but it didn't really come up with anything interesting. So, anyway. That's pretty much it. I don't really know what else to talk about. So I'm just going to close out this audio journal. So I will talk to you later.